Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman resident Sarah Counter, who led a group of five to West Palm Beach, Florida to help with Hurricane Irma relief.
How was the trip to West Palm Beach?
It was exciting, educational, hot. It was a good time.
How was the experience staying there for several days there?
It was wonderful. It was better than I thought. They were really warm and welcoming. They gave us three rooms to sleep in, and they had an extra bathroom. And it was on the other side of the house, so it kind of felt like being in a hotel, but better, because they would cook us food and we'd have a conversation with them in the evening. The other thing that was really nice was later on they started referring to their house is home to us. They kept saying, okay, you can come home and take a shower. And so it was really nice.
When you were there in Florida that week, what kinds of things did you guys do throughout those days as far as helping provide relief for those affected?
So the first thing we did was we cleaned up at the Community Christian Church in West Palm Beach. We cleaned up some palm trees that were down and palm branches. After that, we went to Riviera Beach and we worked at a food pantry that was inside a church, the Church of God. And we met the pastor's wife, Mrs. Diane Lewis, and she was amazing. She had hurricane relief supplies and they were all stacked up in this room that they normally use as their pantry. And in order to get the food out to the people, we had to take all of those boxes and break them down, sort the items that were in there, and take all of the water that was inside the room and take it all outside. And then the people that were lining up were amazing. They were so nice. There was this guy named Lewis, and I had brought a pair of boots down from one of the guys in our church, and I had given them to Mrs. Lewis. It's kind of confusing. There's two Lewises. Mrs. Lewis took the boots, and I said, you make sure these get to somebody. Lewis, the guy that was standing in line, kept offering to help us. He kept, can I help you? He was pulling the dolly with all the water on it and helping me get it around the building to the other side. Later on, when everybody was in line at 5:30 to get their food, I looked down at his feet, and I noticed he had the boots on. And I said, wow, those are some really nice boots. And he said, yeah, I just got them. And I thought, man, that is really a God thing that he helped us and then he got the boots. It was amazing. And the fourth day was Saturday, and I really enjoyed the fourth day. We got to meet a gentleman. He had started what is called the Burrito Project. Mm-hmm. And the Burrito Project has been going on for 10 years. What they do is they make burritos out of semi-non-perishable items like rice and beans so that the burritos can stay good for a few days. And the guy that, the director of it is Randy Lewis. He's an amazing guy. Another Lewis. Lots of Lewises in Florida, I guess. And he has been doing this for 10 years. People come down, they do this with him. They take it back to their community, and now it's nationwide. So we made the burritos and went out to a couple parks, and the homeless know them by their T-shirts. They say Burrito Project, and they're bright orange, and the homeless come up to them and get the burritos and any other items that they got donated by different stores, and they get water, and it was a lot of fun. We got to talk to so many people. It was just really interesting.
How has the community support been with people giving donations of empty cans or other kinds of donations? How did that all shape up?
That continued, and we got several more donations of the cans. The other thing that's been really interesting is my work, Open Gates, has 8 umbrella companies, and one of the umbrella companies is Awesome Refrigerated Transit of Iowa, and that is the trucking company. They have partnered up with Fairway, and they made a delivery of pallets of non-perishable goods to people that were displaced from Hurricane Harvey, and that delivery was made to Dallas. So people that were displaced from Harvey actually got items from the trucking company that I work, that is part of my job. Yep. It's really kind of cool. And they're actually working on, I think, even doing more. So it's really neat to see, you know, how much is going on because of this. Just a wonderful thing. Not only did we get to help, but I get to see people at my work still working on projects and doing things to help people.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wellman resident Sarah Counter. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.